So, good morning, and I'm really happy to see it standing room only. This is a real feather in the cap to Angela and to the panel. So, thank you guys so much for coming and joining us this morning. So today I'm going to be talking about actually a study that comes from a program of research where we've been interested in really trying to understand the impact of childhood cancer on the family. And this particular study focuses on stress, immune biomarkers, and cellular aging among parents of children with and without cancer or brain tumors. So I have no conflicts of interest to disclose or financial relationships to disclose. I want to recognize the generous support that I received from the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, along with the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, to complete this work. So this just will serve as a roadmap for what I'm going to be talking about with you today. I'm going to go over some brief background, talk about our study aims, the methods that we used, and share with you some of the results, and then what this means in terms of the implications. So for those of you who may not know, informal caregivers serve a really critical function in caring for those with disabilities and chronic illnesses in the United States. And they may actually experience a higher level of stress and burden as a result of their roles. And we've seen actually in some of the clinical literature, mostly focused on the elderly caregivers, that there is a physiological effect of caregiving, and that affects the HPA axis, the neuroendocrine system, the cardiovascular system, and it actually leads to increased mortality. In this case, we are studying children with cancer and their parents, and we believe that younger caregivers, specifically the parents of children with cancer, may be a particularly vulnerable group and may be affected by caregiving. We actually have done a number of studies. As I mentioned, this is part of a program of research, and we have shown that that caring for a child with cancer affects quality of life and health for these parents. And so this is sort of the next step in the research, is to better understand the biological impact. So understanding the adverse effects of caregiving on parents, and particularly these parents, is critical since the exposure is a long exposure and may influence their own health trajectory over their life course. But there's very little known. There's a paucity of research about how caregiving influences parental caregivers on a physiological level. So the aims of this study were twofold. We wanted to first determine if and to what extent parents of children with and without cancer or brain tumors differed in their levels of immune biomarkers, and whether psychosocial stress was associated with immune biomarkers. Second, we also wanted to determine if and to what extent psychosocial stress was correlated with cellular aging as measured by telomere length among parents of children with cancer. So I'm going to briefly go over our methods. Our study sample included parents of children with cancer or a brain tumor, and hereafter referred to as cases, and a comparison group of parents of healthy children or comparisons. The cases were eligible to participate in the study if they if their child was aged between the ages of 2 and 18 and had been currently or previously receiving care or brain tumor care, cancer care or brain tumor care at a local pediatric hematology and oncology clinic. The comparisons were recruited through mail through two community-based research registries. We ended up with a final sample of 71 parents of children with cancer and 124 parents of healthy children. In terms of our data sources, we had a survey that we conducted it on the total sample. We also collected blood spots from the entire sample. We abstracted medical records from the cases only and did a blood draw on the cases only. Three immune biomarkers were assayed using a finger stick blood sample or blood spot. We looked at C-reactive protein, which is a very generic measure of inflammation, but is also associated with as an immune biomarker. We also looked at interleukin 6 and the Epstein-Barr virus antibody titer. We categorized elevated immune biomarkers as having two or more biomarkers in the top quartile of the sample distribution, and this has been operationalized in a similar study. So we also wanted to look at cellular aging because we hypothesized that these parents might be on the fast track to aging because of the stress that they're undergoing and caring for their children. So we looked at a subset of case parents who had been providing care for their child with cancer for at least a year. And so we took whole blood from them via venipuncture. Telomere length was assayed using a quantitative PCR technique, and we looked at the TS ratio, which is sort of the standard way of looking at telomere length, and then categorized parents in the lowest quartile for the TS length were considered to have the shortest telomeres. The primary independent variable in the study was case status, so whether or not they were a caregiver or not, defined as caring for a child with cancer or brain tumor. In addition, we wanted to also look at the perceptions of stress symptoms, and so we used a measure called the Calgary Symptoms of Stress Inventory. It is really the only measure available that gets at both perceived stress and physiological symptoms of stress in terms of self-report. And so we also conducted a confirmatory factor analysis using the CSOCI to determine which subscales were most relevant to be measured to the measured immune biomarkers. And our confirmatory factor analysis resulted in a final measure of stress that included cardiopulmonary arousal, neurological, gastrointestinal, and upper respiratory symptoms. And we did this, again, just to remind you, because we hypothesized that the biomarkers under investigation might differentially affect certain body systems. So in our analytic approach, we used bivariate and multivariate logistic regression. We did a between-group analysis and a within-group analysis. We controlled for age, body mass index, and the presence of aging-related diseases a priori. Additional covariates were tested for inclusion in the final parsimonious models using a manual forward selection procedure. And then for the mediation analysis, we used a Sobel-Goodman test in STATA to evaluate mediation of the effect of case status by stress. In terms of the results, in the unadjusted analysis, we found that being a parent of a child with cancer was associated with a twofold increased risk of elevated immune biomarkers. However, after adjusting for potential confounders, only body mass index and symptoms of stress were statistically significant. And we did test the mediation of the effect of parenting a child with cancer, and it was significantly mediated by symptoms of stress. So it's not, what this means is that it's not necessarily being a parent of a child with cancer that is leading to elevated immune biomarkers, but likely the stress associated with doing that. We also did a within-group analysis where we looked at among those parents of children with cancer and found that really body mass index and parents of children with CNS tumors, they were actually less likely to have elevated immune biomarkers, which is a little bit counterintuitive to what we would think. And I can talk a little bit more about why we think we found that. We did not find any of the variables related to shorter telomeres, as other studies have shown that stress is associated with accelerated aging. We did not find that in this study. We were very underpowered, I think, so I think that's one of the reasons why we were not able really adequately look at this. So there are a couple of potential limitations I should note for this study, and you should keep in mind in interpreting the results. There is the potential for reverse causality. We are looking at this cross-sectionally, so that's important to keep in mind. We had a very small sample size, and so we were limited in terms of our power to be able to look at all of the variables of interest. And finally, this is a regional sample, and the findings may not be generalizable to other populations. In conclusion, we found that stress related to caring for a child with cancer may result in cumulative and deleterious pathophysiological changes for parents. These results suggest a possible biological link, which caregivers' long-term health may be adversely affected. I've done a number of other studies looking on a population level at caregivers and found that they end up having, parental caregivers end up having worse health and mental health outcomes. But we don't know the biological mechanisms by which this happens, and this helps support the hypothesis that it's possibly a biological link through stress. So we really need to continue to monitor the biopsychosocial well-being of these families in order to ensure that their health is maintained over time, not only the child with cancer, but their parents as well. So thank you for your attention. I do want to acknowledge my co-authors, Drs. Wisk, Lisselman, and Gang.